on that day. raining on my window pane.
Oh, on time right now, y'all. At least it is where I just came from. That's right. Throwing beads out there at people. And trying to hit them in the face. Gotta have some fun when you're riding that car. All night long. So this little song come out of New Orleans. Goes out to all the ladies. Assassins.
Thank you.
people in need. Money walks in the streets. There's no sense of power. One of those really on our side. We've got to stop. Hey, but that's how. Everybody look what's going on.
Louisiana. Everybody was wearing shorts.
I knew we were coming up here, and I was like, wow, it's going to be like a frozen tundra. And I get over here, and y'all got green grass. Man. The good guy. A song called Green Green Grass at Home. I'm pretty sure that's what it was about. I'm gonna play this song for y'all because it's fun. That's right. My mother, I play all these songs for y'all because it's fun. It's fun to not get a haircut for 3.5 years. I said, fuck it, I'm just doing fun things now. Almost all of it's fun. All of this is always fun. I love playing music for y'all. And for people that like music just raw and give it to you as it comes, you know. You're ready to play, and neither do I. It don't matter. We'll play something. Yeah. All the shit's plugged in, ready to go. Already warmed up. It's almost in tune now.
I got
That's how a drummer plays guitar. I started on drums. I still love to play the drums. The guitar hurts. Those faces are real. I only know because I see y'all take pictures of me and post it. And if we didn't see like a guitar neck in the picture, it would look like a really weird pose. So they gave me a guitar to try to get rid of the drums at my house when I was a kid. And my dad was a drummer. Like, you would think, wow, drums would be allowed, like, in the living room. So, you know, that wasn't the case. Mama said, drums gotta go. So they bought me a guitar. A big, fat, acoustic guitar. Giant. I was this little kid. I mean, I had the same size head as I have right now. But my body was much smaller. Like, I knew I'd grow into it. It just looked like a Mr. Potato Head. That's all you saw. It wasn't fun. Like the drums, I was like doing stuff. That thing, I was just trying to see over it. I know there's some strings down there. I could just reach them. So, you know, the bug was planted. I had to get a gig, but I was only 10. The only gig you were going to get was at the church. That's right. But not the cool churches like with the music. The Catholic Church. That's the choir. I know. But I had a gig. Pray for Jesus. Amen. The reason I got the gig was because my teacher that was teaching the guitar, well, she was kind of in charge of the guitar choir. She asked if I could play. And I said, well, hey, I learned something. I'll show you what I learned, you know. And I played this thing. She's like, that is so beautiful. Wow, what's the name of that song? I said, Stairway to Heaven. Because that's what you learn when you grow up in the 70s. When you play guitar, the first song you learn is Stairway to Heaven. I mean, once you get past Smoke on the Water. So come on, man. You got guitar. Oh, yeah. I'm in a band. My teacher thought that was brilliant. She was like, wow, you have to play that song at Mass. 10-year-old singing about heaven. That's going to be so beautiful. My senior's going to love you. So my first gig, that's right, I got to play Zeppelin at Mass. Segue out of that, I have nothing. I will not be playing Stairway to Heaven. I will not be playing Stairway to Heaven either. Although that is the third song you must learn when you get a guitar in the 70s. You got those three, you play those three over and over again. Hey, we've even played Cocaine at the church fair. I love y'all too. Those priests thought we were nuts. They were like, no, it's actual, it's a song, it's on the radio right now. Cocaine. We will not be playing that one either. I will be playing some other favorites from the early 90s to today. Like this one, this is one of the songs from my early albums. Started getting requests for it again, so I brought it back. Yeah.
Bring it home to you. That's what I have.
Now I know what y'all can handle.
Yeah.
One more time for the guys in the band. JD up here, y'all. Yeah. He's got a 64 crayon pack and knows how to use every color. Yeah. I got the 3-pack, you know, the jumbo. Got red, blue, and yellow. Yeah. All the colors with red, blue, and yellow. Except white. But I've been going to Home Depot lately. God damn, they got a lot of fucking whites. Y'all, we need to come over like 3 different whites. It's enough. I don't need one, just a little bit off-white, but not too cream and not too gray. What the hell is that? White. She painted white. So I can just go home. But I'm somebody working while I'm there. We've been, you know, we had a hurricane like a while back, and we still dealing with shit. But that's all right. Because I'm on the road now. I don't hear no hammering, no saws. And I get to play for y'all, for people that love real life music, you know? No magic tricks. This is all coming out of my mouth and my fingers and Corey's mouth and his fingers and Terrence's feet and his hands and sometimes his mouth, but y'all can't hear it because he's not mic'd up. JD over there. We like to play some old country stuff when we get together. You know? I grew up with George Jones. He played a lot. Always started him as a blues singer, you know? Especially when you go like, I'm just a bartender, and I don't like my work. But I don't mind money at all. I see lots of sad faces and lots of bad cases of folks with their backs to going.
Mississippi.
Thank you. Oh, I'm alive. I sent you. See if you can find the set list over there for JD and Tab, if you feel like it. If you don't want to, I would think, I mean, if you want, it's up to you.